this public hearing for the village rate for the city of Mountain Park. Before we get started, I'd like to ask Nick Reed to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. All right, we had one meeting earlier at noon today, and there was some discussion. This meeting is to discuss whether council wants to roll back the millage rate to remain revenue neutral, or to retain the 9.55 millage rate we currently have to increase revenue by, Scott, $24,505, yes.
Approximately.
So that would be a $24,505 increase. Of course, there was some discussion about what that money could be used for, and also there was some discussion about if, in fact, property values were to go back down in a couple of years, and that's speculation, would we be looking at having to go back and increase the millage rate again, which nobody likes to see tax increases. But so with that said, I'm going to start with Councilperson Silver. Carol, you had some ideas about some things that the $24,000 could be spent on.
Yeah, I went through and looked at all of our past information that
I'm sorry to interrupt. There's one more thing. Once we took the $24,000, divided it by the 292 homes in Mountain Park, that would be an annual increase of $83.92 per household. And if you multiply that or divide that by 12, it's like $7 a month or so, a little bit less than that. So, all right, Councilperson Sophie, you have the floor.
I've just got numbers, raw numbers, from January of 2020 through March of 2021. Do y'all really want to hear this? We were billed almost $20,000 by our paving company. Should I even bring that up? Our pool contract.
What?
Yeah, I added up. I had every last bill that they submitted to council. And everything that they submitted.
What
and I added
was
the numbers. This is our detail.
That's not a paving company.
No, that's
no, that's the contractor for the water line, the infrastructure, water lines.
Yeah, the paving company was
okay.
Georgia.
I didn't know. I thought they were in charge of the asphalt.
Oh, no.
Well, they're patching if you dig up the street.
Yeah, they were patching. That may have been what you were looking for.
Pool contract with Dynamo, $21,600. Aquascape, which takes care of our lake, Garrett, if we can call it that, is $11,500 a year. We do have a conservation easement in place on about 6 or 7 lots on North Garrett.
I think it's a minimum of 10 acres, whatever that equates to.
We could add more lots to that conservation easement, preferably those around the lakes, both lakes. Those average around $200 in court fees to do that, legal fees. Our crosswalks, that was a billing for $1,950, and I found all of the information that we talked about improving curbing, crosswalks, raised speed tables, all of this information. I brought in all of that because we had talked about it so much. So road marking improvement, new pedestrian striping, curbing to the pool parking area, even the road turtles for all the stop lines, and I've got all that pricing. Currently, our roadside cleanup by New Leaf Arbor is running about $500 each time they do a street cleanup. So we've got the need. I know that you guys understand that. We do have the need. I haven't even touched Lake Garrett. I'm still waiting to hear back from Cardinal with some upgraded information about, not upgraded, updated information about the cost of doing
Be upgraded too by that. So.
Well, exactly, and they already said that they're going to have to take at least one of the options off the table because of the extensive permitting. It's no longer possible to do it. So I think we all agree the need is there.
Okay. All right.
Scott did better.
Councilperson Reed.
Yes, my apologies.
Are you ready?
I think we're ready.
All All right, he's got a presentation, he's going to talk about his position.
Yes, so my position is that, what we're really talking about is $24,500. And there was some comments made earlier that hopefully I'm going to address in the presentation here. But the reality is that we're not talking about a change in millage rate, we're talking about an increase in property values. That's why there is a quote-unquote tax increase. And, you know, it has happened because of the hyper sales that have happened in the last year and a half. Those increase in property values because of those home sales have kind of raised the, dare I say, lake level property values for everybody around. And so, you know, we can look at, my position is we should look to leave the millage rate the same. I'm looking forward to hearing everybody's comments, not only tonight, but on next Wednesday. And, you know, because that $24,500, we have a lot that can be used on. The question becomes is what happens 2-3 years from now when those property values start coming back down because, you know, home values kind of stabilize across the board. Well, we're just going to have to raise the millage rate again because expenses always go up, they never come down, and we need revenue in order to match those expenses. So what does this mean in real numbers? So, and I apologize, it's kind of the best I can do without putting this in the middle of everybody, so hopefully you can see it. So, you know, when we look at over the last 6 years or so, we go back to 2014 through 2020, we're close to 2021. You know, 2014 we had a millage rate of 13.33. And we had an assessed value from Fulton County of $267,000 and change. Okay. That came to $216,000 in taxes that was assessed. Going forward, City Council lowered it on 13.2 because there was a slight value rise in assessed value in home sales. That gave us $218,000. Going forward, 2016, you see 17.5 at 12.9, 16.6 at 12.88. 2018, we had a massive jump in assessed home values of $26,000. As you can see, council took the initiative to drastically lower the millage rate down to 8.32, keeping the revenue roughly the same as it is from previous years. In 2019, we had an assessed value that went down from the previous year, $22,500 roughly. Council then had to raise the rate in order to keep the same revenue value to meet the expenses that we had. In 2020, we had a slight increase of about $500,000 in property values. Notice council brought it down to 9.5, keeping the revenue roughly the same. What we're proposing here is we see another drastic increase in property values, up to $25.5 billion. I'm proposing that we keep the millage rate the same at 9.5. That would give us an intake of approximately $243,000, which we've already talked about several items that we would potentially use it for. So what's the difference in that, right? So we remain revenue neutral from last year. $243,219 is $24,500. On average across the board, that comes out to about $83.92 per household.
Now some would be more because values are higher and some would be less. Scott, I have a quick question.
Yes,
about it. And Karen, maybe you can answer this too. So when they do the digest, it's based on the property values that they appraise them. How does appeals affect that? There's a lot of appeals that are valid appeals in the property, and the values are the digest actually go down, then are we stuck with the millage rate as it is, or can we adjust it?
I believe those numbers are reflected in the next year because a lot of the appeals aren't even heard until after the tax digest is approved by the state.
Right.
And the state can do that as long as the appeals are less than 3% of the total digest for the area.
All right. I just mentioned that because today is the last day to file an appeal on your appraisal. Yeah. Sorry. Please continue.
I was going to say the same thing, that the appeals go on through next year, so we can't count on that.
Right. But, you know, if that appeal, so if that appeal comes through, those home values lower. Next year, we'll have a lower assessed value on what was assessed by Fulton County, and therefore we would have a different revenue number that would come in based off the military. So what does this really mean in home value? So what I did is I broke it down and said, okay, fair market value, which is what Fulton County assesses everything at. So let's assume I'm going to take the middle of the road at $300,000 or $400,000. So let's say your home is worth $300,000. They're going to assess it at 40% of what the fair market value is. So it would come to $120,000. Had you filed a homestead on it, that's approximately another 45%. I think it's 44 point something or other. That brings it down to about $66,000. At a millage rate of 9.55, which is what we're proposing and what it currently is, you'd have a tax rate, an annual tax rate of $635.57. If we were to lower it down to the revenue neutral number, a $300,000 home would have a tax value of $571, or a total annual difference of $63. And of course, we can divide that over 12, and that comes to like $5. So, had you not had homestead on it, obviously it would go to the assessed value as opposed to the homestead value, and it would be somewhat different. But I highlight this. So, in essence, what we're basically saying is that assuming you had homestead, for every $100,000 that your home is valued at, it's probably $21.30 per $100,000. Does that make sense? Any questions? So the question keeps getting asked is, how does this compare to Roswell? Well, I dug up what I could find on Roswell's website. So I took, you know, Mountain Park, and I converted it to actual percentages as opposed to the number. So, you know, obviously we see Mountain Park back at that 13.3 down to 9.5. Roswell, back in 2015, was at 0.546, and they have come down to 4.955, technically. So what I did find on their website, their proposed millage rate for 2022 is Roswell is using, for budgeting purpose, they're using a millage rate of 4.685. They're proposing to increase that millage rate for budgeting of 0.43, increase it by 0.43% to go to 4.7, but they're actually proposing to charge the 4.955. Based on the increased value. And someone asked, why would they budget a different number versus what they're actually assessing homeowners? Well, what Roswell actually does is they have what's called a stabilization fund. And it's ordinance that they have 25% of their annual budget amount in there. And where do they get that incremental amount? They get their budgeted revenue versus what they actually charge.
So they increase the budget amount by 43% and use the difference to... Is this a
statement? Yeah, they use the difference, put it into what they call a stabilization fund, so that they only have to move their tax rate a little bit, you know, annually, as opposed to having major jumps. Okay. Of course, you know, you can still ask the question, well, why is Mountain Park nearly double what Roswell is? The simple answer to that, and you can't really see it here, but I'll try to point it out, is on their revenue. Roswell's revenue from property tax is $27,900, or 37% of the budget. But they also get a sales tax, which we don't get. They also get a business tax, which we don't get. They have intergovernmental agreements. They have charges for their services that they put in. And then various other things. They also have Transpresent. that transfers in, that comes from their stabilization budget, and they have to
transfer the
shortfall. But if you move over to Mountain Park, Mountain Park property taxes make up 42% of the budget, maybe 47, I don't remember off the top of my head. We don't have a sales tax, but we have SPLOST. Roswell puts SPLOST, T-SPLOST, and SPLOST, and LOST. Transportation Special Purpose Local Option, Sales Tax Special Purpose Local Option. So they combine those in their budget into the sales tax and the franchising fees they put into their business tax where we break it out. Right, so we have a SPLOST coverage of 153, that makes up 28% of the budget. We have a franchising fee of 29,400, makes up 5%. The other licensing and permits, and that's all of the various pools and all the fees that we charge for pools.
Business licenses,
new home builds, all that stuff. That makes up 15% of the budget. So as you can see, there's a large disparity. Sit down. There's a large disparity in revenue sources between Roswell and Mountain Park, and that is really the difference. Why are we 50% more on a rate? Because 50% of Roswell's, more than 50% of Roswell's income doesn't come from their property taxes.
Did they put the coroner under something? Because when I was talking to the coroner makes about $150,000 a year, and they really.
I would assume.
They mentioned that when you talked about the difference
in licenses and permits, probably.
Yeah, I would assume their coroner is probably sitting in the police area. I didn't die.
Yeah, that goes along with all the commercial and all that.
So. You know, and as you can see, you know, Roswell's proposed 2022 budget has only a revenue of $75 million and an expense of $77.5 million. They're going to have a deficit of $2.5 million. Where are they going to get that from? They can get that from a proposed tax, and they get that from their stabilization fund. We're proposing a completely balanced budget at this point, or nearly completely balanced budget.
So that's the $452 difference.
Yeah.
So it looks like we're comparing apples to horses.
Pretty much.
Well, it's definitely oranges. Maybe not horses.
The same.
Trying to come up with some.
It's fruit. It's all fruit.
Really not a good person, Carol. I had to do it.
So hopefully this gives everybody a bit of a better understanding of where things are and just some of the questions.
All right.
Good, Scott.
Good. Yeah. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Well, why doesn't Mountain Park live within their means? Why should we be compared to Roswell when they have the full city of expenses? We don't have any of that. So I don't see why Mountain Park lives with their means, with the things they don't have, that they have to make do with the best of what they have. So why are we being dragged along with one, we can't being compared to Roswell, and then not staying neutral to where we are and work out what we have to work out for our projects in the city that need correcting that are just sitting there not corrected, but yet more money needs to come up for other projects, which we haven't taken care of the ones before those.
All right. Did you say you would like to take that?
I would like to take that. Now, Robert, everybody is comparing us to Roswell when we talk about tax increase. And that's why we talk about comparison. That's why this is up here. All the community asked us about comparing to Roswell. Why does Roswell have a lower rate and millage rate than we do? This is why we're comparing. We're showing you that they've got more expense and more big money coming in so they can afford to do that. We don't have the money coming in from commercial. Can't you understand that?
You still have to live.
We do understand that. Yes. Well, I think we do.
Every household in this room has to work and budget their family within their means.
Right, yeah.
Everybody.
Well, Robert, and I think to you know, more pointedly, more to your point, is we certainly need to stay within reason. And costs go up, you know, cost for the things that we did 5 years ago and 10 years ago was certainly not the same, just like, you know, your household budget, groceries are going up, gas is going up. So there is always going to be an increase in the amount of
need. No, I get that. Yeah.
But there are also things that we already basically say, we can't do that because we don't have the resources now. Mm-hmm. And I think the burden is on the city council to make the decision about what those needs are versus what our wants are. And then we have to decide, do we really need this, or is this something we got to have? Now, you know, some of the stuff is absolutely necessary to be a city. You have to do it. Some of the other stuff that Carol, you know, maybe some of the stuff that Carol has mentioned is things that we feel like we would like to take care of. We just haven't been able to up to this point. And maybe this is a vehicle for getting, you know, some of that taken care of. So.
Would you think it's a fair statement to say we haven't repaired the lanes because we can't? I think that's fair. I think that's been shouted from every corner of this city.
Oh, I certainly do think it's a fair statement. And, because we can't afford to.
And that's I agree with you. We pay for what the basics it takes to run the city.
What we have to.
You and I agree with more than you think we might. But
we're in violent agreement. Yes. Because we have to pay the bills that we have to pay.
We have to pay the bills we have to pay. So at some point, it might range from 1 to 10 things, and that is it.
Right.
Can we all agree to that?
So.
Yeah. That's all we pay is all we can pay. Because.
Without starting something new.
Well, because we have to pay to live here and run the city, I get that. But as Fulton County goes up, our home values go up, that's more on our end. So we're in such a tug of what to do.
Yeah.
You know, and if you look at this, if you made the point at some point, Mountain Park will have to say, we can't do it anymore. We can't do this to, we'll still be here, we'll still be Jim, and I'll still be Nancy, but we may not be able to function.
As Mountain Park.
Oh,
that's always
a tough decision. That's a big decision.
You know, some of the toughest decisions in our lives are letting go of things
that we
love. Our pets.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's a tough call, and sometimes you don't know when the right time is, but you'll know when that time is coming. And I think right now we're just looking at maybe trying to maintain the quality of life that we have here.
And that's what just allowed us, if we can just make it clear that we can't afford to add on. We can only do the basics. Let's celebrate. We can do the basics. We can't add on to lakes and this and that. We got to take care of what we have to take care of first.
That's what we all want. We're trying to do that.
Well, I don't always hear that sometimes. It's always just this. Well, $83 in one household may just be right.
Well, and I understand exactly what you're saying. And maybe, you know, fixing the fishing bridge may not be one of those things that we can do or do we really need to do. But the fact is there are some things that we certainly are going to have to do. And I think, as I mentioned earlier this morning or this afternoon at lunch, you know, certifying the EMTs, being able to get that volunteer fire station back up to speed, doing some recruiting, and then putting ourselves in a position where we're funding what we have always enjoyed having right here, which is a local volunteer fire station that has the support and the backing of Roswell, Woodstock, East Cobb. So that's to me, that's a need, because...
No, and I'm not saying that's not a need. I'm just saying we can only focus on the needs, I would think, to run this city or keep it as a city. Because if we go off into the minutiae about this, about the trails, about this, about that, we can't do it.
Okay. You know what, and I agree with that. I certainly agree with that. We can't lose sight of the things that
are you going, again, as I've said before, or any county Roswell operator, you will dictate who lives here.
Yeah.
And if you can pay it, you can
pay it. All right, anybody else have any comments? Yes, sir.
You guys just went through a budgeting process in the last month or two for this year. Are you anticipating an increase in your current expenses? Let's keep new projects off the discussion for a second. But with inflation going up and all that, have you done that sort of budgeting to say, hey, everything's going to go up by X percent and this 24,000 is going to cover that?
So, collect my thoughts on that. So, specifically, when I wasn't on council yet when... But as I understand the budget, we have budgeted for the anticipated needs and the anticipated capital expenditures that we could see 12 months down the road.
By keeping us revenue neutral?
By putting a revenue number in there. Now, it happens to be that it is based on the approved budget. And Karen, correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't have the budget in front of me, and I don't remember the number specifically. But the approved budget, I think there was a slight anticipated slight increase in that revenue.
Public safety was part of
that. Public safety.
I'm trying to get very specific on this $24,000 rather than, hey, we can spend it on yet to be determined, we don't know, maybe this, maybe that. Kind of the point of, are we covered if we, as we've done when I was on council, made everything kind of revenue neutral by adjusting the millage rate. We're now saying we want to pull in $24,000 more. Do we need that just based on, I mean, I think inflation is far higher than 5% if I think of what I'm paying for gas and everything else I'm spending money on, so I don't really believe that number. Does a city feel like if we adjusted the millage rate to be tax neutral on the residents, will we cover our expenses for this fiscal year?
I mean, the budget that Laura's provided us had factored in all the anticipated increases, including the $101,000 for fire protection from Roswell and the $17,000 for 911. So basically it included everything with the exception of maybe inflation, which, you know, had not happened yet. We can't, you know, we didn't know what that was going to be, but it was a 3%, what do you call it?
What she did for the budget was took actual cost for the previous year for the first 9 months and then estimated the remaining 3 months and gave those numbers. The only increase in the budget was what we knew for public safety would be an increase, and then council approved a 2% cost of living for the employees, and that's the only increase in that budget that we had.
That's what I was trying to say.
So if we stay tax neutral,
yes,
will we cover those expenses?
The anticipation would be that we would already have factored those increases in. Yes.
So,
the rule of thumb to start with is a budget is always wrong with each other.
Yeah, I got that. So
we're just trying to be wrong by the least amount.
Well, I'd rather have us plan, and if we're going to make it tax neutral on the residents, then those increases for public safety that you're anticipating, or for Karen,
cost of living for employees.
Yeah, how are we covering that? Someplace else in the budget? If we said we're going to adjust millage rate down, are we going to be able to cover those increases someplace else in the budget? Because I know we
we had already looked at and that one.
We'll have to take. I mean, the simple fact is, right?
We're moving money from this line.
There's a reserve. I know that exactly. You draw down
adjusted budget. Yeah.
I mean, personally, I'd say I'd do it the way I did it when I was on council, is make it revenue neutral for the residents. If there's something we want to do, like we want to fix the lakes or a bridge needs repaired, those sort of things going into next year, we understand what those costs are before we just say we're going to raise, keep the millage rate the same. It'll raise $24,000 and we're not sure, you know, I'm not saying I don't trust council to do the right thing, but it's sort of like, well, we have the money, let's spend it. Kind of one of those things that most households don't have is, well, we need to spend it because we got it. I'd rather keep it in my pocket than the city's. That's just me, one resident.
And I will tell you, there have been some things that we've discussed that we just haven't had the resources to do. And one of those was we tried it at one point. We outsourced in the beginning of the summer, the spring, we outsourced to a landscaping company to come in here and try to keep Mountain Park cut. You know, a haircut is what we call it. We need a bad haircut. We need a big haircut. And we didn't, so now we're back to relying on Chad and the tractor. And he does have some help, some time, depending upon, you know, what he's got going on. But the fact of the matter is that a lot of people feel like we look over.
Yeah, we did that a couple times, Jim, with our council.
Right.
You couldn't go over 5,000, so we spent 4,999 or whatever.
Right, right. And could be part of what we
and
would
it
be
obviously
looking at.
Didn't do much. It lasted for a month or two, and then, you know, bushes were growing, or wisteria or kudzu was growing back into the street.
Well, we did it three times a year.
Yeah, I understand. So that's what I'm asking. If we're okay on revenue for the current budget, for the things, as Nancy said, this is what we need to stay current with our current costs, anticipated costs to run the city for a year. What other things, those specific things, is what I'd like to see as a resident before we agree to this. I mean, I hear what Carol said, that those are existing aquascape and the pool. Yeah, those are dollars, they sound scary, but that's something we've already budgeted for.
Right.
So, if I can chime in on that. You're absolutely right. You know, and I think if we're gonna ask for an extra $24,500, we should have a plan for its use. Before I jump into that, one note, as you know, right, just because we're increasing it doesn't necessarily bind city or city council into a specific action on that unless they take action at a resolution or at a later date. But you know, some of the things that were literally talked about at the new meeting was, you know, the Russell Road Bridge, an increase in security. We talked about adding to the Lake Restoration Fund. There's a whole other hour-long conversation on Lake Restoration Funds.
Wow, well, it's not good. Very intimate with those details.
Yeah, yes. We can talk about a stabilization fund, you know, for like Roswell has, so that we don't have to continue to have millage rate questions every year and what we're going to do with that. We can make up shortfalls here and there.
And the fire department is conspicuously missing.
Well, yeah. We did budget for the fire department.
We did budget for the fire department, so that's already budgeted, but
yes.
You know, we only budgeted $40,000 for the fire department. What if they need $60,000?
Well, I understand. Those items came in, new equipment, new radios, when I was on for $15,000 that we hadn't anticipated, so understand that.
Right, so I mean, so this thing's, and that's the next question, right? What are those unanticipated things that we don't know about? Right, where we said, gosh, I wish I had $25,000.
And that inflation that you're talking about.
Well, that's why I asked a very specific question. If our budget is covered for inflation, Florida's did, you know, cover that, then I think we're okay, you know, for just running the city in its current state through next year. I understand what you're saying, Scott, but I guess historically I would say we've been able to cover some of those shortfalls out of our reserve, so.
I think we've been real fiscally responsible. I mean, we're looking at, you know, over $2 million, and part of that's, you know, paving, part of that's lake restoration, but we've tried to be very, you know, very responsible for our spending habits. With that said, there are things that we've been not doing, and maybe it's something that we would like to do, but we haven't been able to because we haven't had the increased revenue. This might be the opportunity to start revisiting some of those types of things.
Now,
Can
I say something?
Yes. I just wait till I recognize you, okay?
I thought we were gonna give them at least 60 or 65,000. Why are we budgeting 40?
Because we're starting with 40.
That's what we voted on.
That was the number that was accepted.
But I didn't understand it was to be budgeted.
Because we said that instead of giving them 60,000 or the whole 101,000,
they're going to need 60 at least.
Eventually, they will need more.
Pretty quick.
We said that we were going to give that 40,000 to get them started.
Right.
And that we were going to look at and consider taking the contract with Roswell for 8,000 a month initially to give us the coverage until they had the opportunity to get more staff on hand, get more EMT certified, and then they were a asset at that point to us, and we could give 30-day notice on the contract with Roslyn and no longer be obligated to pay that $8,000.
The thing is, until they get at least 60, they can't get all the people they need. They've got to have...
We're not going to put that conversation as having... We have an oversight committee. This gentleman here is chairman of the Public Safety Oversight Committee, and they are letting him know how much money they need and what they can do with $40,000. You had your hand.
I just wanted to point out and remind people that we got CARES Act funding to the tune of $23,500. Am I right? And we gave all that up, gave it to Roswell.
No, we didn't give it up.
We didn't. I thought we had voted to give it all to Roswell.
They never responded, so we kept it. We got it. We also have been awarded the ARPA money.
Yes, wonderful.
$106,000 for the first tranche.
Because we've got needs. I mean, I'm starting with this fireplace right here. We've talked about it for a decade. It would be great to just upgrade this, mm-hmm. get a dishwasher, you know, so we could, it would just, we need this. We do need it.
Well, for rental purposes, but then again, you know, some people would disagree and say that's not a need. That's just, you know, that's an amenity.
Yes.
That type of thing. So, any other questions, the audience? Yes, sir, that gentleman in the back, and then you, Rob.
I'm just curious, I'm coming from the community, but I was just curious, historically, what have we done? The first slide that you showed, historically, have we dropped the millage rate when we have an additional surplus?
We have rolled it back. We have gone,
We tried to make it revenue neutral neutral on taxpayers.
Yeah.
It was a guess, but you sort of adjusted based on Lourdes and Karen's input on what the millage rate needed to be so people didn't have a huge tax increase.
Yeah. So I'm just curious, like, what's the justification for changing that historical position we take as a community? And then that's one just genuine question, because I think if we're doing it, we're setting precedents. It's something new that we haven't done.
The historical precedent that we're...
If you're actually going to leave it the same, which is perfectly, you say that we...
Well, maybe not for forever, but while I was on council
Years, we did that. Chart, right, for the last 2014, then it seems like we're taking a different position, and the justification is that because we have these projects that we want to do, correct?
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
But I'll let you finish asking your question before I jump in.
Pardon?
Are you finished asking me a question?
Yeah, I just wanted to, I'm just not clear to you why all of a sudden we're going to change sort of what we've done in the past.
Well, let me just say this, because the situations have changed. You know, if you look, in 2018, we were at 0.832. In 2019, we went up to 0.973. There was a reason why we had to increase the millage rate. And it was, you know, may have been something that was, what was some of the things that happened? I can't remember off the top of my head, but they were necessary changes that obviously the council felt like the budget needed to be increased.
Well, the budget, the taxes, the assessed taxes are the same. That's I think, the point I was making. So if the values went down, and I don't know if that was after all that craziness with Fulton, from 26 to 22, we increased the millage rate to maintain a neutral tax burden on residents. Mm-hmm. So that's why we did all that adjustment, up and down.
So let me see if I can answer your question just a little bit. What you don't see in here is, if you looked at 2009 through 2013, it's actually the same, at 13.33. So, I mean, there is precedence for leaving it the same. What has happened over since 2014 is council has felt that they need to move.
Blame me for that. You can blame me for that.
It's all your fault.
You know, so I don't necessarily know that it's establishing precedence. I think the more, if there's precedence, it's the desire for the council to keep, the council that is appointed at the time, or elected at the time, rather, to keep the revenue as neutral as possible to the expenses, right? But has your expenses decreased or stayed the same since 2014, just in general and personal life?
Right, but we've adjusted it, right? So there's a year where we dropped it down, but then we've adjusted for the next year up. And so it seems like if we kept it the same or we dropped it down so that we remain neutral, raise it up. We've done that before. I don't see why there should be this change for this year in particular.
It's a fair question. You're asking us to kind of look into the crystal ball a bit. I would argue that the changes would happen. If we had to adjust it, let's say we dropped it down to 8.5, what was it, 8.56, we'd have a revenue of $219,182. Because there's a lot of rounding with it, so it's not exactly the same. Next year when the property values decline, let's say, and council comes in and says we want to increase the millage rate from 8.52 to 9.21, what kind of argument are we going to have here?
Same one they did back in 2018, 2019?
Probably.
Yeah, that it was justified that we needed to increase the taxes. And, yeah. And nobody likes to say the word increase when you're talking about taxes, but the difference here is the council is looking at the difference in leaving the millage rate the same versus lowering the revenue neutral. You're talking $24,000, $83.92 per household on average, and what one we could do if we were to have that additional 24, hedge against inflation, maintain the city throughout the summer on multiple occasions instead of just once trying to make that last. You know, some of the things that we've talked about, that's all they're saying is that they're thinking that the $24,000 could be money that could be utilized if, in fact, we have something, whether it's public safety or whether it's, you know, the bridge, the Russell Road Bridge. And then when property values go down, we're already ahead of the game without having to increase the millage rate. We're already there. We're just remaining not revenue. I guess it would be revenue neutral, but it would just be, in essence, the same.
Yeah.
So, now, what was your second question?
I understand that. I think it's a fair question. I just think for me, I think I've been over that bridge a couple of times. I think it does need to be repaired. But as far as the other projects, I don't know. So just hearing maybe a more compelling case as to what that $24,000 is going to go for, if it's actually warranted, I think that would be something I'd be interested in hearing. I think that maybe some others in this room as well.
And let's be honest with you, $24,000 is not going to fix Russell Road. It's not even going to come.
It's not going to fix the fire station. It's not going to fix the public safety part. It might increase the amount of money we can spend on the code enforcement officer for. From a public safety standpoint of having an officer, we have paid to have him certified as a post-certified officer. Or instead of, if he's unavailable to be able to increase the hours for that, somebody suggested that we maybe hire an off-duty police officer, and it could be used to pay an off-duty police officer to patrol Mountain Park, especially at night when people are running up, ringing people's doorbells at 2 o'clock in the morning and running off, that kind of stuff. We know that's happening. Everybody's seen that on Next Door Neighbor and stuff. So these are just the considerations. And I guess the answer would be, well, at whatever time we do have the $24,000, then it's incumbent upon the council and the community to come together and say, okay, how do we want to spend it? And, if enough people say we would rather see it spent on this and not that, then it's council would have to decide, but vote their conscience and decide if investing in a off-duty security officer to patrol Mount Park would be a better use of the money than
crosswalks,
than the fishing bridge or something to that effect. So.
I mean, we can make a list of what it is. To your point, right? We woke 29,000, we're meeting the needs of the city. The question is, we had another 24,500, what would we do with it? There is probably a list as long as my own to say, here are things we can do with it.
Some of the things,
some of those things, $24,500 isn't going to be covered. It's not even come close to covering.
Scott and Jim, let's ask it a different way. I mean, what millage rate would cover all these things? Like raising it to 20 or something? Yeah. I'm exaggerating to make a point. If you don't know what you're going to do with $24,000, I know what the lake restoration is going to cost. If we want to do that, it's $1,000 per household. Why don't we, you know what I mean? That's...
$1,000 per household for multiple years.
It's for 20 years.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, because we do know that that is what was voted on by council as part of the referendum. Am I correct in this? We are going to have that on the ballot in November.
Non-binding.
Non-binding. It's going to ask you to rate what you see as being the most important.
So we may come back next year with a very big...
And we may be talking about a very large, you know, or not a large, but a increase.
Or selling a bond or doing something.
Exactly. Like that, to actually address the lake situation. But we don't want to have a conversation tonight over $24,000.
No,
I guess the question is $24,000 too much money to consider having for this or that or whatever is ultimately...
Yeah, $84 doesn't sound like much, but it's like 10%, $240,000 revenue, and you're raising it by $24,000, so everybody's taxes for the mountain portion is going to go up by 10%. You know, but I understand it's easy to leave it as it is, but you can make it 10.
Plus the point of these public meetings as well. We need to hear what the citizens, you know, what their questions are, what their feelings are. You know, we have the opinions of council, we have the opinions of the citizens, and next Wednesday night we will have a vote by council to decide what that millage rate will be. So
yeah, I agree. It's your decision.
We got a week to kind of work up in our minds the answers to some of these questions and or to decide, well, maybe not. It's not worth the $24,000 to try to make something happen that is against the will of the community.
So, I mean, you know where I stand as a citizen, so.
Gotcha. Yes, sir. I saw you want to raise a hand.
I think we're necessarily having to kind of get the cart before the horse. I'm sticking my neck out a little bit, but I might not be right. But don't we have to decide what we're going to spend before we set the millage rate? Isn't that normally the way it's done?
Yeah, we've already done the budget. We've approved the budget.
Okay.
And like you said, we can remain revenue neutral by lowering the millage rate. But the question is, can we use an extra $24,500 for some of the things that we didn't budget for, or to supplement some of the things we budgeted for in case there is an increase that we aren't expecting, i.e. inflation, which we all know is starting to really kick in. I don't know if anybody's bought gas or milk lately, but you know, it's becoming obvious that those things are increasing in cost. And remember, if it increases in your household budget, it's going to be an increase for the city's budget as well. So, I mean, we do buy fuel for these trucks, these fire trucks, these services and things like that.
I just want to say, I've lived here a very long time, and to me, it seems like we're sort of falling apart as far as just the grounds and the fishing bridge and...
Oh, that's good.
So, and I'll just say that I'm not for letting the place fall apart in the name of low taxes. I think there needs to be a balance, and that's all I got.
Yeah, and that's kind of where the priorities come in, and if you know, when you say the place is falling apart, if it's really falling apart somewhere, I mean, some people think we look overgrown. Some people think we have a fireplace that needs to be fixed so that it stops leaking. There are a lot of different opinions, but the fact is that the one thing that all of that takes, without a doubt, is additional revenue, and that's kind of what the council is considering here. Yes, sir.
Now, I understand about parking the budget like every home, and we're always hearing special projects where this needs things, that needs things. Now, lately, I've been hearing that Mountain Park has property around the city. Now, why can't at times some of this property be sold for some of these projects, or maybe for the bridge or the big stuff? How many properties do we have in the city? Do you know the number on that?
Karen, how many? Is it like 100?
It's somewhere between 99 and 110.
99 and 100.
But that includes this public.
That includes the green space and stuff like that. And that's you know, that is the city's prerogative if, in fact, we needed the revenue. But remember this, if we sell it, if to get the premium price, it's going to be a buildable lot, and it's going to increase density, which, you know, some people don't have a problem with that, increases the tax base.
Bringing money.
You know, bringing revenue, better bringing more tax dollars. As a matter of fact, there may be opportunities for the city to purchase property that may be adjacent to city property, that combined with the city property would actually become a very expensive buildable lot, a very valuable, a very valuable buildable lot. We could easily make that one lot, add it to these three lots into a revenue source like that. So, but we gotta have the money to buy the lots. We're gonna do that, and that's not budgeted. We don't have budget for purchasing opportunities like that. We didn't have the money for those lots across the North Shore of Lake Garrett, but we were fortunate.
I guarantee you come up with something witty, you could put a bond up there and people will
Come
up with the money.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to speak to the idea of selling the city lots and developing them, aside from them not all being developable. That's a word.
That's close enough.
The smaller lots would need to be on septic system. That's going to be really hard on infrastructure to do all the construction, having the trucks going up and down the road. Every time we have a construction site start in the city, we start talking about where the truck's gonna park and where is it all. It's just, it's another whole set of problems to consider increasing development. I'm not totally against it, but it's going to open up a whole set of issues.
Well, a lot of things open up issues, but it's money in the bank for Mountain Park.
Maybe.
Which, well, yeah, maybe.
I mean, we've got a lot of repairs.
But it still gives you working revenue. I'm not saying sell everything. I know there's rules, regulations, and all this stuff, but it's still money in the bank for Mountain Park.
That's true.
That could apply to bigger projects without bringing it back onto the residents. Because we pay the taxes around here, we carry the freight.
We will, yeah. I mean, it starts to open up a major disagreement about the size and how many, and
it's kind of
a
like
lot of disagreement.
About what we should do about the lakes. That's a whole other argument we'll have later.
It is.
Yes, sir.
Well, really, what he just said, so. I remember when there was a new traffic on Woodstock Road. I'm not for increasing the density in Mountain Park.
Okay, and I wasn't saying that I was. I was saying that there are options out there that we certainly can consider. But we have to remember, cannot be, you know, just because 10 people out of 570-something people think that's what we should do. It's got to be the will of the community. It's got to be the desire to place those properties on the market, get as much money as we can for it, and accept the consequences. Nobody's going to buy them if they're just undeveloped lots. Let the city deal with it. I can enjoy it without having to pay the taxes on it. If it's a buildable lot, then it's a different situation. And that's what it would take, is having the ability to provide buildable lots for sale. Anybody else? We've got a week from tonight to come back together. Please consider everything you've heard tonight. Please talk to your neighbors. Please think about what your position is on this. And we will have another meeting at 6 o'clock?
6:30.
I knew I'd get it wrong. 6:30. You come at 6? I may be here because I always get wrong. But 6:30, and we will have a special call meeting at 7 o'clock for council to decide the millage rate. Thank you, folks. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thanks.
Thank you for the question.